KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
KZN's business and police leadership have vowed to strengthen partnership and support each other to tackle criminality in the sector. Provincial Police Chief Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi met with business leaders in Umhlanga today. He addressed concerns about extortion, the kidnapping of business owners, business robberies, and the hijacking and looting of trucks. The business owners also complained about crime, grime, and homelessness in the city centre and the Durban port. Mkhwanazi delivered a report on business crime stats to those who were attending.
We also brought on board our policing strategies that we have. How are we making sure that we are protecting the interest of business as well as their clients as we're doing this policing in this province? How are we making sure that the business areas are protected, because that not only benefit business, but it also benefit the normal citizens of our province.
The event was hosted by the Durban Chamber of Commerce. Here's CEO Palesa Phidi.
As the business community, we have all the confidence in you, and we're here to also be part of enforcing and appreciating the leadership that you have and how you're driving SAPS here in the province. And we have all the confidence in you, and we know that you will continue to make sure that our province becomes crime-free ridden.
The president has slammed AfriForum and Solidarity for bad-mouthing their own country in the US. He's accused them of unpatriotic behavior and spreading misinformation. Despite this, Cyril Ramaphosa says South Africa remains a strategic and historic partner to the US. Answering questions in the National Assembly, he said the country still has active engagements with the White House, despite the current geopolitical and cultural events between the two countries. He also says there will be a review of the AGOA deal.
We export, but we also import from the United States. So it is a two-way process, as it is with many other countries around the world. As it is now, we continue not only in anticipation of an AGOA initiative, but we continue to expand our export market for a variety of goods around the world.
And Donald Trump says he's going to double his planned tariffs on Canadian steel and aluminium from 25% to 50%. The U.S. president says the increase will take effect from tomorrow as the trade war between the two neighboring countries intensifies. It follows Canada's decision to charge 25% more for electricity to 1.5 million American homes and businesses. Sky's Diana Magne says Trump is making a statement regardless of the consequences.
He seems to be taking no notice of the turmoil in the markets, which have lost all of their gains since he came into office, basically because of his ongoing tariff threats.
Durban 26 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 24, Richards Bay 29. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.